KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police and health inspectors have raided a second warehouse in the south of Durban containing foodstuff believed to not be authorized for sale in South Africa. Some of the items found include canned food, snacks and milk, including dozens of trays of bottles labeled apple fruit milk. Counterfeit sports jerseys and fake Adidas socks have also been found in the facility. Police say the workers at the warehouse had fled by the time they arrived. At an earlier raid at a nearby storage facility, officials found expired food items and others that the KZN Police Commissioner says are not certified in South Africa. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has told the SABC health experts have taken samples to test for any possible harmful ingredients.
We've got chips, spices. It's one that you find commonly in the township on those chips that the children are eating. We always all believe that those chips are manufactured, made by a South African company. But here we are. We see the spice that is used in those chips. We know that Durban is a gateway for goods, mostly cargo that comes into the country and for the rest of the SADC. We have seen this scourge of illnesses happening in the townships in the main.
Mkhwanazi says they are working to trace the owners of both warehouses. The General Industries Workers Union of South Africa has welcomed the deployment of mine rescue experts to the abandoned gold mine in Stilfontein in the northwest. It's where scores of illegal mine workers have been stuck underground. The SAPS insists they are not trapped, but instead are refusing to resurface for fear of being arrested. Kiusa President Mametlwe Sibe says all those involved appreciate the complexity and urgency of the situation.
Kiusa continue to call for swift deployment to ensure timely arrival and deployment of entire rescue teams and specialized equipment to fast-track the effort, which will still take days in every scenario. We further call collaboration of the police and the community to foster seamless coordination.
The MK Party says it will hold its first birthday rally at Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium next month. The party's KZN convener, Willis Mgunu, says he's confident they will fill it up.
From the moment, it's quite clear that people are looking forward to this. Very important now, rally. It is a historic rally, and we want to make it historic by filling up the stadium.
Secretary General Floyd Shivambu says they will also celebrate in the Ilembe region, which he's described as the MKP's spiritual home.
In the region of Ilembe, more than 50% of the voters of the entire region voted for Umkhonto Wesizwe Party. And in three of the local municipalities of Ilembe district, Umkhonto Wesizwe received a decisive majority. That is in Mandeni municipality, in Ndwendwe, in Maphumulo, and in Kwadukuza, although Umkhonto Wesizwe is number one, it received 40%.
Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 34. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.